This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. As votes are counted in New Hampshire, former Vice President Joe Biden is shifting ahead from the New Hampshire primary being held today to South Carolina, where success is critical to his campaign. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Surrounded by reporters with microphones outside a polling site, Biden was asked if he's giving up on New Hampshire.
I'm not giving up on New Hampshire. Don't poke that in my face, okay, buddy?
But he'll be at a launch party tonight in South Carolina instead of at the Biden party in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has been campaigning hard in the state that borders the one he represents.
You know, I hope very much that we're going to win here.
Amy Klobuchar is already a winner in two tiny towns that voted at midnight. She continues to crisscross the state today visiting polling sites, as does Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. I'm Julie Walker.
At a briefing on the coronavirus, the head of the World Health Organization said the first vaccine for the disease could be ready as soon as 18 months from now. Meanwhile, he said nations must put in place all the measures currently available to fight the virus. The latest reports put the number of confirmed cases at 42,708, including more than 1,000 deaths, mostly in China. Another 391 cases in 24 countries and one death are confirmed outside China. This is WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
There are many basic public health interventions that are available to us now and which can prevent infections now. For instance, the first vaccine could be ready in 18 months.
In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control is urging Americans not to forget that the flu virus is still a bigger danger, although travelers should stay on guard for less familiar symptoms. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 100,000 civilians have fled worsening conditions in the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern Beni territory over the past 2 months. UNHCR says attacks by armed groups in the so-called Watalinga chiefdom near the border with Uganda have sent thousands of people fleeing for their lives. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Attacks on villages and towns by armed groups in Congo's lawless eastern borderland have been rising since December. This has prompted mass flight by the residents to the town of Nobili and surrounding areas. The UN Refugee Agency says many of those fleeing previously had been displaced. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says the displaced are in dire need of assistance.
Many people told UNHCR staff that they now live in fear after witnessing killings, sexual violence, and abductions.
The ADF, a Ugandan Islamist group, is one of many armed groups vying for influence in the region. Local authorities estimate 252 civilians have been killed in Beni territory since December. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A new report by advocates for asylum seekers in Britain says women fleeing persecution and sexual violence often live in absolute poverty without access to housing, financial support, or the right to work. Martha Vanderwolf reports from London.
The report by the non-governmental organization Women for Refugee Women says of the asylum-seeking women becoming destitute in Britain, three-quarters ended up in that situation after their asylum claim was rejected. Women for Refugee Women's Priscilla Dudja headed the research. She says destitute women suffer in ways different from men.
For example, the prevalence of sexual violence, being caught in abusive relationships, the struggles that women go through to access period products like pads and tampons. And there was a sense among the women in our network that although there's been some really good research on asylum and migrant destitution more generally, the specific experiences of refugee women aren't properly understood.
There are no statistics available on the total number of asylum seekers living in destitute in Britain. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, London.
A Russian court in the city of Penza has handed down sentences ranging from 6 to 18 years to a group of young leftist activists accused of running an underground anarchist terrorist network. It's the latest chapter in a controversial case marred by allegations that evidence was fabricated or gained through torture by the country's federal security services. Members were also convicted on additional charges of weapons and drug possession, and several others still face charges in parallel trials unfolding in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Marissa Milton, VOA News.